Look at me, god damn, I'm gorgeous. But my face is all wrinkled like a dried apricot.
You wanna smoke 'em, but it gives you heart disease. Your body reeks like you shit some nicotine.
I love it.
Your face looks like it had a little too much sun. Your face is looking wrinkled like my scrotum.
Ooh.
Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Your coworkers make you smoke outside. Your face looks like it got deep fried.
You have got a very wrinkly smoker face.
Yellow skin and barely breathing.
You have got a very wrinkly smoker face.
Yellow skin and barely breathing.
Smoker face. Smoker face.
I see you're missing teeth when you have a big laugh.
Yes.
Your skin is leathery like E.T. took a bath.
Ooh.
You're fun at parties cause you constantly gag. And your lungs are looking black like a colostomy bag. You'll even use your neck hole to smoke. Melted like on Indiana Jones.
You have got a very wrinkly smoker face.
Yellow skin and barely breathing.
You have got a very wrinkly smoker face.
Yellow skin and barely breathing.
Smoker face.
Smoking it, you got him.
Smoker face.
Like a scrunchie.
Oh, he's gone, but he's not forgotten. I continue to pay my respects to Corey. Great. And Cheryl Murkowski, really, too. It's a great song. Smoker Face. You can look it up on YouTube. It's got a gazillion hits on it. One of Corey's huge successes. All right. Hey, freaks. It's Wednesday, September 8th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, a pregnant bitch is up in flames, plus shitting on the streets and anal surprise. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, this right here is Distorted View Daily. For some reason, they call me Timmy Boo Henson.
Timmy Boo. What it do?
Timmy Boo. Yes, okay. Very good.
Take Timmy Boo.
Even more ghetto. Yes, I have a great program for you today. Lots of audio, lots of news story. It's the same fucking shit we do every day. I have got to fly through today's program, though, because I have a production meeting working on something very special for Sideshow members. What does that sound like? I don't know why I mention these things before I actually do them, because something's going to come up, I'm not going to get it done, or Joey will flake out, and then it'll be another fucking 4 months before the Tonetta video gets posted. But yeah, that should be happening today, is when we're going to be recording that, because Joe's back, he's feeling better, and, we're ready to roll, man. Alright, so yes, I do have some audio to share with you at the top of the program. TV listener Evan sent this in. Sasha Gray is a porn star, and someone has put together some of her best cock gagging and moaning in an interesting music piece here. I want to make this my ringtone.
Oh,
All right, you get the idea there. I love the comments on YouTube. Someone wrote, "Listen to that mouth. Plus one me if you would help me face rape this bitch." Very nice. And then finally someone wrote, "I think it's fantastic." Fantastic that someone did this to that cunt, Sasha. Ta-da. So thank you very much for sending that in. Also got a submission from DV listener Jeffrey. This might be one of the worst, most stupid products advertised on TV ever. And here's a little consumer tip for you. Don't ever purchase something that you've seen on TV where the commercial is comprised entirely of a shitty rap.
I used to hit the wrong keys on my phone all the time. I ain't mad at my phone, just a sign that I need to get a texty.
Yes, he needs to get a texty. Let's break down this video step by step here. The first couple seconds are just of black women slapping brothers in the face, because apparently these ladies are very concerned with grammar and spelling, and they are not going to stand for some poorly constructed sentences. How hard is it to spell you are, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, not you are? Don't shorthand that shit with me. I'm a strong black woman, and I demand respect. So I don't know why they're being slapped. I guess what they're insinuating here is maybe you'll accidentally hit the wrong person that you're going to send the text to. You might be trying to talk to your bitch on the side and say something mean about your actual girl. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what they're trying to say with this texties advertisement. Let's start over here.
I used to hit the wrong keys on my phone all the time. I ain't mad at my phone, just a sign that I need to get a texty. Get a texty.
Oh, what is a texty, by the way? It's a little rubber, like almost like a little rubber condom that goes over the tip of your thumb. And there's a little nubby that sticks out that I guess helps you with your precision in texting.
Get a texty. Get a texty. It's an easy way to text, just put it on your thumb. Never thought that sending messages were fun till I got myself a texty. Got a texty, got a texty, got a texty.
Now they're all giving thumbs up, showing off their texty. By the way, you can go to mytexties.com. It almost sounds like testies. Mytesties.com. Or call 1-888-798-2112 for only $12. You're shitting me. $12.98 for that piece of shit?
Got a texty. Got a texty. Got a texty.
All right, I'm kind of baffled by this next clip. This audio is from a promotional video for the Miss Universe pageant. Live from Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas, 2010. And what I'm guessing this is here is Miss China showing off one of her special skills. I guess in these pageants, I don't watch a lot of these things, but there's a talent portion, and maybe this is Miss China's talent. But here she can do sound effects with her mouth. Here she is impersonating a lion.
Ow.
Okay, next up is a car. Christ. This is a rocket.
Pong choo.
That was a rocket launching. Pong choo.
Ow.
Oh, that's a lion again. We're back to the lion. She sounds like you remember that retard kid from the special poetry slam who can't speak? He uses his little computer to talk, but he still tries to use his mouth.
Pong choo.
It's the rocket.
Meh.
Good sheep. That's a good one. It's a cow.
Hello.
That's a robot.
Hello.
How fucking talentless do you have to be to say to the organizers of Miss Universe, "Yes, for my special abilities, I can mimic sounds. Here's a lion. Roar. Prong choo." That's a rocket. Duh. All right, thank you very much, Miss China. Sorry you lost. I've got an interesting porno clip here. You know, we've played a lot of audio of dudes prematurely ejaculating and then the women getting pissed off. I can't believe you fucking come so fast! I didn't even get up! You just stuck your cock in me! You know, whatever. But here is a girl prematurely ejaculating.
Good.
Right? Now, here is... The guy is just getting ready to jam his cock deep in her. There it goes.
Baseball.
God, take it.
Okay, I think baseball is her safe word.
A dump at the curb.
And I don't know why the director just said something about a dog taking a dump at the curb.
Holy shit, baseball.
God, taking a dump at the curb. Dog shit, falling out.
What?
Oh, shit.
What does that mean?
Never mind.
Oh.
Right. Towel, get that fucking towel.
No.
Trash bag. No, that one. Yeah, that'll at least fill up.
Yeah, now apparently she's a squirter, and that's what they're concerned about, right? That's why the director's like, get the trash bag, because she can't aim her female ejaculate.
Stand over the...
Oh, okay, get the towel, screw the bag, get the towel.
Start over the plastic.
Towel. I don't know where the towel
is. It's under the fucking cloth. It's under the snake. She's good.
Fucking thing.
She's got her towel.
Fuck. Oh my god. Oh.
I think she's coming.
She's the force.
Oh my god. Oh.
Slow mo.
He's the force.
Oh, yeah. I'm tapping out. That was a big one.
That was a big one, huh?
Seriously, Earl, you have got to give me props on this one, because I held that in for a while.
Not really. I mean, he jammed his cock in you once, and then you started to squirt. That's not... You're paid to hold that shit back. No props for you. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. It is only $5 a month, or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, like yesterday's program. We did an exclusive program on Monday. I've got another exclusive show tomorrow lined up. Oh, there's a lot of... a weekend program? Sure, why not? Superfreaksideshow.com. Sign up right now. It's a deal. Says me. Says the person you're giving money to. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, a 20-year-old pregnant woman nearing her due date was among three people badly burned in northern Minnesota when a beer bottle containing gasoline was put in a bonfire and exploded.
She's on fire! My unborn baby's on fire!
What sort of fucking white trash redneck bonfire was going on here? Obviously, they thought they needed a bigger fire, so instead of pouring gasoline directly onto the flames, which they realized would be dangerous, instead they filled gas into a Miller High Life bottle and then threw the glass into the flames. Smart. Alcohol has been determined to be a significant factor in the incident, of course, which occurred at about 11:30 p.m. Sunday at a home near the town of Swift. The woman, Kendra Sweetney, was in serious condition Tuesday morning. Kendra is doing pretty good, even though she was burned pretty bad, said her grandfather. She's probably going to have surgery. Also, she's going to have to shit out the dead fetus inside of her. Thomas Sweetney said the fetus was unharmed. Oh, thank God. And that the birth has yet to happen. Kendra Sweetney's Facebook page notes September 20th is when she expects to give birth to a son. If she names her kid Pabst or Pyro, I won't be surprised. Sweetney and another 20-year-old woman, Sandra Reed, received extensive second-degree burns on large portions of their bodies, said the sheriff's office. The man who put the bottle in the bonfire, Mark Gibson, 35, was also seriously burned. All of the victims are at HCMC, which is a hospital. Reed was in serious condition, and Gibson in satisfactory condition. The bottle exploded after it was knocked over as wood was added to the fire. Once the sheriff's office completes its investigation, it intends to forward the case to the county's attorney's office for possible charges. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. I like this story much more than the first one. And yes, it's because I'm disappointed the baby wasn't harmed in the story. All right, the mother of a 5-year-old Queens boy claims her son was jumped inside his elementary school, 5 years old, and then sexually assaulted by 4 classmates, all of them kindergartners. Mom Yenny Valero said the shocking attack occurred in the school's bathroom. Sexy. Just weeks before the end of the school year. I'm very sad and disappointed. My baby was raped. You never expect this thing to happen. These things to happen to your child, especially in school. You expect them to go to school and come back safe, not with a blown-out asshole. The Astoria resident filed a notice of claim on August 27th, the first step in suing the city, alleging her son was assaulted, sexually abused, and raped. The news is withholding the name of the boy in his school to protect his identity. Valero said their ordeal began when her son went to the bathroom on June 11th. 4 boys, all age 6 or 7, held him down, removed his pants, and then inserted at least one finger into his anus. That's how you can tell the child was raped by kindergartners. They stopped with one finger. How sweet and innocent of them. Adults just keep going. 2, 3, 4 fingers. Whatever fits. By the way, there is a fisting movie out there called Wrist Riders. I highly suggest you check that out. I was over a gay person's house and they had that there. But it's because the guy used to review gay movies. They always have an excuse. If you ever go to a gay person's house, they're going to have some weird porn and it's never theirs. Or someone left it there. They always have an excuse. My excuse is that one of my listeners sent that because it has good audio for the show. Again, lies. Lies. All right, let's continue on with the story here. Yes, this little kid had some a finger or two. The question I have is, the kid was apparently assaulted by 4 children. Did each child stick one finger in the kid's ass, or did they take turns sticking one finger in, or was it just someone was elected the finger fucker? Maybe they did rock, paper, scissors for it. Back to the story here, as if this wasn't funny enough. The young victim, who also wears ankle braces because of balance issues, Jesus, suffered physical injuries and post-traumatic stress disorder, as do most of my sexual partners. He's already started with a psychologist, said Valero's lawyer, Sean Serp. He's having nightmares and gender identification issues. They made me their bitch! He wears dresses now. And flaunts his shit all over the playground. He's become a slut. The boy told his mother and her sister about the attack the next day, saying he had been bullied by the students in the past. I couldn't believe this was happening to my son, said Valero, 30. I thought I was living a nightmare. The lawyer, Serp, said he was shocked that none of the boys had been brought to justice. Basically, you've got 4 monsters out there who are getting a free pass. They haven't even been required to receive therapy for their actions. One expert said she did not want to downplay the seriousness of the incident, but said it is unlikely that children so young would realize the full extent of what they were doing. It's a horrible thing to happen to any child, but it's not unheard of, said Dr. Susan Chercot, a child psychiatrist and instructor at the Child and Adolescent Division of the New York... Christ, could you have a longer title? Her business card is, like, printed on poster board or something. All right, why... I don't know what she is. She's some psychiatrist or psychoanalyst or something. She's an analrapist. Why would they pick on him? They may see him as vulnerable. They may know that they're doing something humiliating, but typically they wouldn't really understand it as criminal intent, as sexual assault in the way adults do. So, there you go. I guess the kids can just continue finger-fucking. They're not going to get in trouble. America is great, isn't it? All right, final story we have for you today. It's a short one. It comes from Colorado. A driver of a pickup truck is under arrest, why, you ask, for allegedly crashing into several traffic signs early Wednesday morning. All right, that does not sound distorted view-worthy. Colorado Spring Police said 44-year-old Tracy Beardsley was towing an open trailer full of computer printers when he came upon road construction on Bijou Street near Shelton Road. Police said Beardsley struck a large directional sign along with several traffic control signs. Okay. Still, why am I reading this? This is boring. The trailer tipped over and the computer printer fell into the road. Bijou was shut down for several hours while police investigated the crash and cleared up the road. Okay. Oh, wait, there's one more short paragraph here. When officers got to the scene, they said Beardsley was defecating in the street and throwing up. There we are. There it is. Ta-da! Ding! Yes. Like, at the same time, simultaneously throwing up, puking, he was arrested for numerous traffic violations and DUI. There you go. Just imagine the visual there. Guy crashed his truck. Hundreds of printers are scattered across the road. And in the middle of it all, there's the driver squatting on the ground, shitting and violently throwing up. It's Norman Rockwell-esque. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Hi, Tim. I'm sorry about the last voicemail. This is Dang from Colorado, another blind listener, one of your blind fans, I guess. We're your peeps. I'm listening to your August 25th show where the blind fan community called. Yup, we all love you, but gotta be nicer to the blind people, you know?
Why?
You can't see, but we'll still kick your ass.
I'm giving you the finger right now, and you can't see it. I'm very nice to the blind people. How am I mean to blinds? What the hell you people are talking about? Lighten up, man. Back when I was doing... I think I mention this every time a blind person calls in, but back when I was doing the old Tell Me show on 1-800-555-TELL, a lot of blind people were using that service, and that's why I think I still have a lot of blind listeners. It's so weird.
Tim, this is
demo.
Sean from San Diego.
Yes,
loyal sideshow listener.
Of course,
I wanted to wish you a belated happy birthday.
Thank
Sorry, I didn't
you.
Call last month.
You're almost a month and a half late at this point, but okay.
Hey, Tim, I am going to be turning 36 this month on September 18th.
No, you're not. Wait a second. Wait, who? What?
Tim, this is Sean from San Diego.
Wait a second. That does not sound like a 30.
Hey, Tim, I am going to be turning 36 this month.
I don't believe that.
September 18th. I'm kind of depressed that I'm ever inching closer to 40. So I was wondering if we might be able to entice Mrs. Miller to maybe perform some NWA for me this month.
Really? Maybe Mrs. Miller will do a duet with Nina Gordon doing a cover of Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton.
Crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube. In a band called Niggers with Attitude. Yes.
I don't know how the song goes. Very good song, though. Love that cover of Straight Outta Compton. All right, moving on now. Yes, caller.
Jigu, how's it going, Mr. Hanson?
Oh, you know.
Indiana Sideshow listener here.
Uh-huh.
I was just calling in to thank you.
Why?
Because
all
the great programs you've put out there
what?
Have left me and my best friend with so many great one-liners to toss at each other. If only, you know, have some aromatherapy. we love to just reminisce on old videos and
aromatherapy.
We crack up. I just wanted to thank you.
Yeah, one of my favorite things about Twitter, I love when people quote weird things that I have said back to me because I don't remember any of this stuff. What? Someone quoted recently. Oh, who is this? The Dick Docs. Quoted me apparently recently on the show. I said, I'm not sure if you can plagiarize rape, but that's what this guy's doing. Okay. Yeah, that's a good question. Can you plagiarize rape? Same moves and everything. All right, let's continue on here.
Jigu, Timmy Boo.
Hi.
This is another blind listener from Colorado.
Another one?
In.
Good Christ.
And I just
enough.
Wanted to call you about your show with the.
Oh no.
The whistle's gone. Woo woo! Absolutely nothing!
Oh, no.
Bye-bye.
Me, that's us, boys!
His call lost steam, or he forgot what he was going to say, and so he got the Distorted View train wreck sound, which we haven't done in a long time.
Hey, Tim, it's Sir Roivus calling in.
Hi, Sir Roivus.
That guy who's making the piss whiskey,
yes.
Instead of using diabetic piss, why doesn't he use that maple syrup disease piss and call it, like, you know, sour maple syrup piss whiskey? I mean, maple syrup's definitely got to be sweeter than diabetic piss, right?
I want to see video of that, of maple syrup piss.
Hey, Tim, it's Dyson Under Spider.
Every day you call him. Get a life, man.
Recharge and,
kidding, don't get a life.
You know, talking and they were singing or whatnot. Hey, just want to tell you, I was eating eggs at the time with ketchup on top. Fucking amazing. But when you kept playing that audio, it was really creeping out his drool. And when you kept playing that audio, all I always think of was retard drool and how it just completely disgusted me. And I did not want to finish my egg.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. Thanks, Spider, for calling in. Telling us that.
Jigu, Timothy, careless media darling Henson. This is CD from Vermont. I shouldn't like your show because I happen to be a Republican, a Christian, and a Juggalo. But
holy
I'm
shit.
Also a sideshow freak.
Well, that's
so
all that,
that
matters.
The guy who said Christians don't listen to you. He's a fucking idiot.
Yes, oh, I have a very large Christian base.
To my wife who's trying to divorce me and fuck me over, fuck you, you cunt.
All right. That is not spoken like a Republican. All right, moving on.
Hey, what's up, Tim? It's Eric from Kansas.
Hi, Eric.
I was just going to call in and say that on the Thursday show, I was featured at the very beginning, spraying my cock and ball down with Loachman AF antifungal.
Oh, it was you!
Yeah, me and Matt are buddies from Kansas in the same town called Lawrence. And, I'm just really happy about being on the show.
Well, you're a star now!
Great about it. And,
everyone knows that your cock is all funked up.
I fucking love you, man. And by the way,
stinky.
I am not single. But if you wanted to be with me.
I'm not touching your cock after all that audio of you talking about how it stinks and it's itchy and red and inflamed.
I will fucking dump that bitch I'm fucking dating in a heartbeat.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think you made it pretty fucking crystal clear.
Well, that's happening. It's low-hanging tanks. Listen to the talk about...
I love that term, low-hanging tanks.
It's calling into your show. Some comment some guy made, blah, 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 said a strange form of Christianity. Hell, I'm a believer. My daddy was dead now. He was a Southern Baptist minister. Just because I believe in Jesus doesn't change my sense of humor.
Yeah.
And just because I believe doesn't mean I'm not fucking human. I mean...
I don't know who you're yelling at. Are you yelling at me? I may have said something that... I probably said something that offended you, but I don't know if he's calling...
You know, some of these people really need to pull their head out of their ass.
Oh, he's talking about a collar. Okay. I can agree with that, yes. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. DistortedView.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, it's no God. Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're not yet Sideshow Freak, sign up right now because tomorrow's program will be an exclusive one. Otherwise, come back on Friday. We'll end the week and, you know, we'll bait our big fucking penises together. Big fucking penis. All right, we'll see you back tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
The countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with, Music Radio 138. Oh, fuck.